This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
And welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I did achieve the rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Very excited because they have a new tool out. It's been taking 3 months to do this because there's 8 Asian countries involved here and they had to pass all their stuff and so forth. I did a big Zoom to Singapore, and then they translated into all these other languages and went to 7 other countries, you know, Japan and China and Vietnam and Korea and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's very exciting, okay? And basically, it had to do with the pandemics and typical diseases, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, that kind of stuff. And so I would speak in English, say, for 2 or 3 minutes, and then they have a translator speak into Mandarin, which is the main language in China. And then afterwards, you know, they kind of translated to the other countries and sent it to the other countries for people who didn't know English or Mandarin, whatever. But at any rate, it's called the Manchurian Prescription. Okay, the Manchurians, at the turn of the 20th century, you were going back to 1900, they were kind of an evil empire kind of bunch in China. And so there was a book written about it, The Manchurian Candidate, and then it became a movie, The Manchurian Candidate. So if you saw the movie or read the book or heard the story, you know where I'm coming from, where I talk about the Manchurian Prescription, about all these regular diseases, plus two-thirds of the CD is about pandemic viruses and so forth. And, of course, you've been listening for a while, and you know that the Asians do a much better job of flourishing and surviving these COVID things and the pandemic things versus the Western stuff. Let's look at Texas, okay? Let's look at Texas versus Vietnam. Vietnam has 96 million people, and is, I mean, as Asian as you can get. And Texas has 29 million people, about a third of the population of Vietnam, and they're about as Southern American as you can get, okay? Now, the reason I say that is 40 to 50% of their population, depending on what county you're looking at, is the indigenous peoples, the Asians. Excuse me, let me back that up. Not the Indians, the North American Indians, not Asians. North American Indians, the black population, and the Latinos. Now, those three groups of people, okay, have the highest rates of death when it comes to per 100,000, okay, infections. And everybody's saying it's a race thing. No, it's not a race thing. It has to do with the culture. It's thing is what they eat. Okay? Let's look at the numbers for Texas. Texas, with one-third the population of Vietnam, showed 2,672,000 infections and 44,000 dead. 44,000 dead. Vietnam, with three times the population, have 35 dead. That's 35 dead. That's not 3,500 or 35,000. That's just 35 dead and 2,400 infections. Okay? And so an immense difference. But yet Vietnam has three times the population of Texas. What's going on there? Well, Vietnam lives like Asians. They live on rice and sweet potatoes and squash and seaweed and maize, corn, and all that kind of stuff. And the Latinos and the blacks and the Native Americans in Texas live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and they drink wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Okay? And so what happens here is, over a period of time, this is a drip, drip, drip thing. This is not light on, light off. Okay? Over a period of time, they lose the ability to absorb nutrients because their villi go in their intestines because the gluten has a substance in it called pro-inflammatory cytokines, which kill the villi. Okay, when a three-year-old who's only been eating gluten, say, for two and a half years, gets a pandemic virus, the COVID-19, they get 3 to 5 days worth of common cold-like symptoms. They get an increase in body temperature, but you can't class it as a fever because it goes up from 98.6 to 99, okay? And after 3 days, they got antibodies against the bug, and they're good to go. Well, why is it that a 33-year-old, a 43-year-old, a 53-year-old, a 63-year-old, a 73-year-old, and an 83-year-old, when they get it, they're in serious trouble. They have to go to the hospital and they're on ventilators or inhalers or whatever you call them to force oxygen down into their lungs. And then they also have very high risk of not making it, okay? They have a high rate of death, and they're going to be in big trouble. And so what's the difference between the age thing and what's the difference between the cultural thing and the diet thing, okay? Well, the age thing, 3-year-olds have only been eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats. If they're eating wheat, barley, and oats, they've only been eating it for 2.5 to 3 years. They've only lost maybe 5% of their intestinal lining. For somebody who's 33, 53, 73, they've been eating gluten for 40, 50, 60 years, and their intestines are totally dead. They can't absorb nutrients even if they're supplementing, and so they cannot make defense. That's the problem.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's Play Doctor on the MAR Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And don't forget, we got this new tool out. It's called the Manchurian Prescription. Goes into a lot of misinformation that has been handed out over the years. You know, they believe that diseases are caused by bad genes. That is why it runs in your family. That's absolutely not true. I'm considered one of the fathers of the science of epigenetics, along with Bruce Lipton. The two of us are considered the fathers of this new science that replaces genetics. And so my book and CD called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And, of course, this new CD we have out, we're probably going to wind up making a book out of it, too. It's a CD at this point, and it's called The Manchurian Prescription, okay? And it's really crazy, okay, that this is so evident, okay? This is unimpeachable evidence. And you know, let's just compare Native Americans with Native Americans. Let's compare indigenous peoples with indigenous peoples. That's the Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota, okay, versus the Navajos in Arizona. They both have about the same population. They're big reservations, about 350,000 people, not million, but 350,000 people. And the Navajos have 29,700 infections. The Ojibwes have 27 infections, not 2,700, but just 27 infections. The Navajos have 1,100 dead. The Ojibwes have zero dead, okay? And that's because the Ojibwes have been eating rice, wild rice from the Great Lakes and the algae from the Great Lakes for 400 years. And the Navajo have been eating wheat in every meal and everything they drink since 1860 when the Scottish gave the flatbread, the fried flatbread made out of wheat to the Indians in America, and that started their downhill spiral, okay? Let's look at one more, and I think you'll have it. Let's compare Florida with Taiwan. They both have about 22 million people, Florida with Taiwan. Okay, Florida has 1,909,000, almost 2 million infections, and 31,000 dead. The Taiwanese, with the same population, has 9 dead, not 900, not 9,000, not 90,000, just 9 dead, and 955, not even 1,000 infections. Well, that's a huge difference if their populations are the same. Well, that's because the Taiwanese are Asian, and they live on rice and sweet potatoes and corn, and seaweed and all that kind of stuff, right? And it's a very evident that that's what's going on here. And, of course, let's look at Thailand and the UK. Okay, England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and the Wales, okay, both have 67 million people, Thailand and the UK. Thailand has 83 dead and 26,000 infections. The UK has 122,000, almost 123,000 dead, and 4 million infections. That's a huge difference. Well, the Taiwanese, again, the Thailanders and the Taiwanese, they're the classic Asian peoples, and the Thailanders just live on rice and sweet potatoes and algae and corn and all that kind of stuff. Okay, whereas the UK, they are the gluten people. They took wheat around the world, so the British sailors, wherever they went, would have bread and pancakes and waffles and oatmeal for breakfast and all that kind of stuff. And so they spread wheat around the world for that purpose, and they're paying the price now. Okay, they're paying the price. 4 million infections and 122,000 dead in the UK, 67 million people. They're about, I don't know, one-fifth of the population we have, and we have in America 29,460,000 infections and 531,000 dead. Okay, it's our diet. It has nothing to do with genetics, okay? It's our diet. So please, please get a hold of this new CD. It's called The Manchurian Prescription. Get a hold of the 90 Essential Nutrients. Get off of the gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, so you'll heal your intestines, so you can absorb the nutrients. And don't forget the pre-existing conditions. Okay, we have the Red Warning Light CD with pharmacist Keith and me. And then don't forget this new CD, okay, called The Manchurian Prescription. And, of course, we've got Hell's Kitchen CDs. We've got Epigenetic CDs. We've got the Black Gene Live CDs. We've got another one. is Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. Praise the Lord and Pass the 90. That's another one that goes into the genetics versus our eating practices and so forth. Okay? Please, please, please do this, and we will do a better job of surviving. And remind everybody that age is a factor. When a three-year-old gets the pandemic virus, the COVID, for 3 to 5 days, they get a common cold-like symptoms, okay? And they get not even a fever, but their temperature will go up a half a degree from 98.6 to 99. And in 3 days' time, they're perfectly normal. They got antibodies against the virus, and they're good to go. Well, when a 23-year-old, a 33-year-old, 43-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 73-year-old get it, they're going to be in the hospital, and they're on ventilators. They're, if they survive, they're permanently damaged.
Do you want more ways to reduce or even eliminate prescription drugs from your life? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
The daily podcast of the Let's Play Doctor Show is a great tool. You know, you can listen to the show with Dr. Joel Wallach whenever you want. Each day at the end of the show, we'll send the show to your email account. Then you just click and listen whenever it's convenient. You can hear what Dr. Wallach recommends to callers with all sorts of health challenges, as well as what's going on now at Youngevity. We remove all the commercials and all the fillers so that all you get is the important parts of the show. You get a new show each weekday for only $9.95 a month with no contract. You can cancel at any time. And it's even easier to order now. You can now subscribe at docsrecipe.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-344-1010. Sign up today and you'll get your first podcast today. Go to docsrecipe.com. That's docsrecipe.com. Or call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any of the medicine.
Well, how long did you have diabetes?
12 years, okay. And off.
And then how long had you been on the Youngevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair is
I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience that Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years. And in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for a free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
With Let's Play Doctor on the Marvel Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 Flat Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. It's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. You know, the story goes that kids under 3 years of age, and this has been well documented by the CDC, they have a death rate, okay, per 100,000 infections of 0.06%. 18-year-olds to 44-year-olds is 3.9%. 45-year-olds to 64-year-olds is 22%. 65-year-olds to 74-year-olds is 25%. And people above 75, it's a 48% death rate, okay, when they get the COVID-19. So what's the difference? Well, they've been on gluten all those years. Their intestines are dead, and even if they're supplementing, they can't efficiently absorb those nutrients. So their bone marrow is dying, and so they cannot respond to the presence of the bug. Also, they're going to have a very highly variable, I guess is what I should say, a highly variable result of the vaccinations. Vaccinations do not kill the viruses. Vaccinations actually just alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA in the viruses or bacteria, so your body knows that it's a bad thing. But anyway, let's go to California and Becky. Becky, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for taking my call. I have two things. What would I suggest for someone who's 6 foot, weighs 190 pounds, and he was told by his doctor that he's got a tumor in his right upper testicle, well, the upper right testicle, and they don't know what else to make of it unless they do surgery. And he's gone to two different doctors, and they both say surgery. So what should I suggest for him? It doesn't like normally, but only when he like showers, it's kind of tender.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question.
Clothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What we need to know is, they're talking about removing one testicle or both of them?
Oh,
are you just talking about a biopsy?
Oh, just the one. It was just the one, and they didn't say anything about removing, but I'm not sure about all those things.
Okay. Well, if they're just talking about the surgery on one, whether it's taking the bump off or doing, you know, removing that one testicle, he's still got the equipment left of the other one. And so that's not a minor procedure, but it is usually not life-threatening, okay? You can do regional anesthesia from the waist down, or you can do general anesthesia, because this procedure will take less than 15 minutes, okay? And so I would do that. But in the meantime, he needs to, you know, get rid of all the bad stuff. Got him in trouble.
Right.
But we need to know exactly what it is. So either they're going to remove the bump or remove the testicle. And he needs to get off all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat barley, rhinos, no sugar. He'll save a lot of money by doing that. And then also he needs to take, at 190 pounds, I'd have him take two healthy brain and heart packs a month. Two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. But also have him take our Fucoid Z capsules. I'd have him take three of those twice a day. It contains all these weird trace minerals from the algae from the ocean. I take three of those twice a day just because. I also take three of our Ocean's Gold capsules twice a day. I don't have any thyroid problems, but I want all those trace minerals from the ocean. I take those, and I use our pink Himalayan salt for breakfast, and I use our pink Himalayan salt with black ground pepper added to it for dinner time. So I'm getting all those minerals, and, you know, I'm 82-year-old, and I weigh 142, and I take enough stuff for a 250-pound man. I figure it's worth paying an extra $15 a week or something like that for the extra supplements. So that, you know, I'm going to get everything I need for my body to defend itself against everything bad, including the pandemic virus and potential cancers and so forth. You have got to do this, okay? The government can't do it, and the bus drivers can't do it. You've got to do it. And if you get rid of all the bad stuff, if he gets rid of all the bad stuff and takes the 90 essential nutrients and takes these extra things to support his immune system, he'll certainly add a lot of quality time to his life. And it'd be very interesting to find out what they find out on the biopsy. Okay, so what's number two?
Awesome.
Question number two.
Number two is my mom. She's 97 years old. She's
congratulations.
She's already. Yes, thank you. And my concern is that she is constantly hungry. She is eating, like, after I give her breakfast, after, you know, I leave the kitchen, and she's foraging for more food.
Okay. There's the main possibility is she's got pica, which means she's deficient in particular minerals. Hang on, we'll come back. I'll answer that question completely after these messages.
Dr. Wallach will be right back with recommendations on how you can stay healthy. Give him a call on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will be up late as they have yet to begin debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke a 50-50 deadlock in the Senate to start the debate on the COVID-19 relief measure.
A, the distribution and administration of vaccines license.
But the debate is delayed as the Senate clerks read aloud all 628 pages after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to a motion to dispense with the reading.
I feel bad for the clerks that are going to have to read it, but it's just important.
Democrats say there should be no delay in passing the relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Republicans say the bill is loaded with unnecessary spending that has little to do with the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. After January's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, recommendations have been made to update security, including a full-time quick reaction force manned 24 hours a day using military police from National Guard forces across the country. Some other recommendations include retractable fencing to secure the Capitol, more Capitol police officers, and increased intelligence training. The report came from retired General Russell Honore. In addition, Capitol Police are requesting National Guard troops remain in D.C. for another 2 months. The White House says President Biden is closely monitoring any possible threats to the Capitol.
The President personally remains deeply engaged in tracking these threats and receiving regular updates, as he does from his team, about threats, of course, but about incidents happening across the country.
That was White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during a press briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck back to California and Becky. Okay, let's see here. Where were we? We were discussing your mom, okay?
Yes.
And, okay, she's 90 years old. Does she have any other issues, any high pressure, diabetes?
No.
Okay. Does she have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Does she have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, anything like that? Diverticulitis,
no.
Irritable bowel syndrome?
No.
Did she have appendicitis as a kid?
No.
Does she have gray hair?
It's turning darker now.
because she's been on the supplements, right? When she had gray or white hair, did she have any varicose veins or spider veins on her legs?
Yes, lots of them.
Okay. Well, varicose veins and spider veins are caused by the same deficiency that causes gray hair.
Oh.
Gray hair is not due to age; it's due to deficiency. Okay. And so the reason why her gray hair is going away is because she's taking the supplements. And because her gray hair is getting better, you should see some improvement in the varicose veins and spider veins in her legs, okay? And so anyway, 90 years old. Well, what we want to do, you need to really get a hold of this new tool out here, okay, the Manchurian prescription, and get her on she's on the 90 essential nutrients. But what I would do is also get her some extra minerals, okay? We have the OxyBody. We have the strawberry kiwi minerals. We have the cherry mints. And, you know, at 90 pounds is what she said she weighs, or she's 90 years old. What does she weigh?
No, she's, 140.
140, okay. So 140, What I would do is make sure that she's getting some extra minerals, because mineral deficiencies will cause a behavior in people called pica. It just drives them to eat and eat and eat and eat. And so if she prefers, she can take the liquids. You know, start out with a teaspoon twice a day of the OxyBody or the cherry mins or the strawberry kiwi minerals, okay? And then, of course, we also have the Z radical, which is all those weird trace minerals from the seaweed. That's also a liquid. Or we have the capsules. You prefer the capsules. We've got the fucoid seeds. You could take three of those twice a day, okay? And so she got a mineral deficiency. That's why she's eating and eating and eating and eating, and that drives people to become obese.
Right.
Not because they're eating too much animal fat, but because they're minerally deficient. And she was obviously mineral deficient because she had mineral deficiency. That's why she had white hair and varicose veins and all that kind of stuff. But pica, this behavior, you can look it up in any dictionary. It just says a behavior that causes people to eat when they're not really hungry. They just eat and eat and eat. And you see this in animals all the time. That's why horses in a stall will eat that top rail. They're missing minerals, and they'll chew on the rail. They call it cribbing. But it's really the basic underlying cause is pica, is caused by mineral deficiency. And if they put a trace mineral salt block in the stall with that horse, the horse can lick the salt and get all the trace minerals. Within a week, they'd stop chewing on the stall rails, and they wouldn't be cribbing anymore. Why did babies chew on the crib rails when they came out with all the baby formulas and they stopped breastfeeding? They went to eating the baby formulas. Well, that's because they only had three minerals in there. And so the baby started chewing on the crib rail, so they called it cribbing. And that's why they came out with those fiberglass sheaths for the rail, so that the babies couldn't chew through the rail. They were chewing through the rail.
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go to Pennsylvania, and Mohambe. Mohambe, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Great. I'm so happy that I was able to catch up with you today. My situation has spanned quite a number of years. I started out as a baby with asthma, allergies to dairy products.
Now, you're talking about yourself? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you talking about yourself? Okay. So you've had asthma. Let me ask you a quick question here before we move on. Do you have any history of any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
I was going to say totally. At the same time, I had eczema. I had some boils.
Okay.
And now, as an adult, my skin does not protect me anymore. I can't be around chemicals. I can't be around dark
Let's stop there. Okay, let me stop there a minute. Do you have any bowel problems, any constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, diverticulitis?
At this time, I was actually found to have type 1 diabetes, and since then...
Wait a minute, stop. When were you diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
April 14th, 2019.
Okay, and how old are you?
66 now.
How old are you?
66.
I'm sorry? Okay, now your doctor needs to go back to school, okay, because you only get type 1 diabetes at birth. You're 66 years old and they're just diagnosing you with type 1 diabetes. Either they're very stupid and didn't pick it up at birth, or they don't know what they're doing. Because what happens here is, okay, the odds are you have type 2 diabetes, and they gave you some oral medication for type 2 diabetes, right?
Yeah, I hadn't heard about
they gave you pills
in my life until April. But they did misdiagnose me in April. They thought I had type 2, and they gave me metformin.
Okay, so they gave you metformin. How did metformin work for you?
My primary looked at it and took me off of it.
It didn't work very well. Okay, it didn't work
enough.
That's why they took you off of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work very well, okay? And that's because you couldn't absorb it, because you have a gluten problem. Your intestines are dead. When you had asthma, you couldn't absorb nutrients. When you have those deficiencies, you get asthma from particular deficiencies. Do you have any gray hair or white hair?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about varicose veins or spider veins in your legs?
Since the diabetes, I started to develop more veins that look like spider veins.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah, really, you have type 2 diabetes, and basically they're calling it type 1 because the oral metformin didn't work because you have a gluten problem. Okay. Now, how much do you weigh? What's your body weight?
117. I used to be 127.
Okay, so you lost 10 pounds. Okay. Okay, you said 117 or 170?
117.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have any other issues? Do you have any high blood pressure?
I know after I had my son, I had a problem with my thyroid. And
that's not the answer to the question.
What?
Do you have high blood pressure?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Did you have high blood pressure and you're managing with drugs?
Never. My blood pressure has always been low.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. Anyway, 117 pounds. Well, you have multiple deficiencies here, and you've had them since you were a kid. Let's see here. Were you born in America, or were you born in Africa?
I was born here, yeah, America.
Okay. Okay. So, you've been eating gluten. Do you eat oatmeal for breakfast?
No,
What do you eat for breakfast?
Actually, now I'm all wrong.
That's not what I'm asking you. What did you grow up on for breakfast?
Now, I used to eat, my mom used to feed me cream of wheat, cereal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Was she giving you all 90 essential nutrients as a child?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's why you had asthma. Okay, here we go. Yeah, you got the classic history of gluten consumption, and you're getting all these different diseases and things, eczema in your skin, diabetes, and oral medication won't work. That's because you can't absorb it. Okay, you got gray hair, you got varicose veins. Okay, so here we go. At 117 pounds, once you get rid of all the bad foods. Okay, now once you get that new CD, okay, it's called the Manchurian Prescription, because you've been getting a lot of misinformation from the doctors. Manchurian Prescription, okay? And so that'll be available for shipping. But anyway, I want you to get off of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, rye, and oats. No wheat, bran, rye, and oats is either beer or scotch, bourbon, rye, whiskey. You can drink red wine. It's made from berries and grapes. But you cannot have any of the other things, okay? Like if you're going to drink beer, it's got to be Japanese or Chinese beer made from rice. You can't be drinking beer made from wheat, bran, rye, and oats. And then, same thing with breakfast. For breakfast, I have 3 big ice cream scoops full of wild rice. I'll have some sliced smoked wild salmon, sockeye salmon from Alaska. I also have 3 soft boiled eggs with soft yolks. And let's see here. I will have some yogurt that has no gluten and no sugar in it. All right, and I take my 90 essential nutrients. Now, you can do the same thing. I'll have some fruit. I'll have an orange or I'll have a banana. And then, of course, I take my Rebound, my sports drink, with 100 nutrients in it. That's my breakfast every morning for 72 years. Okay? And you can do the same thing. I'm 82 years old. I don't have a single health problem. I don't have anything. No diabetes, no high blood pressure, no arthritis, and no skin problems, no bowel problems. I don't have any vision problems. I was born wearing glasses, but they haven't gotten worse. Okay, it's in 82 years. Okay, I've never had any of the things going on with low back pain and osteoporosis and that sort of stuff. Okay, I don't have any osteoporosis of the skull. I don't have any ringing in my ears or balance problems. I have all my own teeth except one, which is knocked out in the fight. I'm still 8 years old. I have all my original teeth and so forth. And you can do the same thing. You get off all the bad foods, and I want you to take it 117 pounds, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I want you to get another bottle of our selenium, so you can take 3 of those twice a day, because there's one bottle in that pack. So I want you to get another bottle of our selenium, not from Walgreens, because we have 5 cofactors in there. I want you to take 3 of those twice a day. I want you to take our MSM, take one bottle a month of that, so you can take 3 of those twice a day to help you rebuild all the bones in your body and your bone marrow and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, you have all these pre-existing conditions, which is setting you up for a bad experience if you wind up with the pandemic virus, okay? And so follow us every couple of weeks and give us a testimony and a status report, because you are going to have a great story. We have so many people your age, you know, they're mid-50s and 60s and 70s, and they have all these problems. But you got to get off the gluten, and we got to run to an email here, but give us a call every couple of weeks, okay? Mohambe. Okay, Chuck, let's go to an email.
All right, Dr. Wallach, this is an email from Margaret in Massachusetts, and the question is, of course, are the people of non-color, white, Caucasian, some of them ethnic, like Irish, Polish, Italian, Jewish, etc., are some of them affected by the numbers of COVID-19 as well, other than people of color, black, Latino, Native American, etc.?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Margaret, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Massachusetts. Okay. Well, let's look at Italy and the U.K. Italy has 60 million people, 2.9 million infections, and just short of 100,000 dead. Just short of 100,000 dead. Okay? Then you look at the UK with 67 million people. They have 4 million infections and 122,000 dead. And then the same population as UK, Thailand, has 67 million, just like the UK, has 83 dead and 26,000 infections. Okay? Again, when you look at the people who come from these European countries, they don't do very well with the gluten. Asians don't do very well with gluten. Okay? But Asians who live on the typical Asian diet, okay? And we're talking, let's look at Singapore. They have just short of 6 million people, okay? And when you look at, let's look at Colorado with 6 million people. Okay, Colorado has 428,000 infections and 5,000 dead.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with Let's Play Doctor and Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here from Giving 95 Crusade. And one little more piece here on answering that question about are Asians susceptible to the gluten, you know, like the Europeans, before we go to our last caller. Let's just look at the South Koreans, okay, versus the Vietnamese. Vietnamese have 96 million people. The South Koreans have 52 million, okay, about half of the Vietnamese, okay? And the Vietnamese have 2,000 infections and 35 dead. Okay, and the South Koreans, with half the population, have 87,000 infections and 1,500 dead. What's the difference? Well, the South Koreans, since the Korean War, have been eating like Americans. A lot of gluten. All the fast food places and spaghetti and pancakes and waffles and the Breakfast of Champions and our beer and everything like that. And that's why, whereas the Vietnamese are still eating like Asians. Big difference. Okay, Chuck, let's go to Louisiana and Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi. My name's Jennifer, and I have a question. I'm a diabetic with high blood pressure, and my pressure is up, and my sugar is running around 480, 490. But my question is, what could I do? I have degeneration and glaucoma, and I'm losing my left eye.
Okay, you need to stop talking. We only have a minute here, okay? How old are you?
54.
Okay. Do you have any ringing in your ears or balance problems?
Balance,
Okay, what's your body weight?
118.
Okay, 118, okay. Yeah, you have osteoporosis of the skull. You have a gluten problem. And so you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. I want you to get the One Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. I want you to get an extra bottle of arsenium, not from Walgreens, but arsenium has the five cofactors. Take three of arsenium twice a day. And then because you have high blood pressure, I also want you to get 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That will support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, whether they're in your brain or your heart or your kidneys or wherever. You have diabetes. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our Sweeties. Take 3 of those twice a day. Do not cold turkey off your medication. If you test your blood sugar on a daily basis like you're supposed to, as your blood sugar begins to come down, you can reduce your medication based on the numbers. I take people who are, really brittle diabetics for 30 years, and in 30 days are ex-diabetics. Their doctors just scratch their heads. I don't know why you're not a diabetic anymore. Well, that's because they got off of gluten and took all the 90 essential nutrients plus the extra Sweeties. And high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes are the two easiest things to get rid of. But you got to do this for life. People say, well, how long do I have to be on this diet? Well, for life. How long do I have to be on the supplements? For life. Okay, again, 118 pounds. You want one healthy brain and heart pack per month, another bottle of our Slim, so you can take 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month of the Sweeties, so you can take 3 of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. And then it wouldn't hurt to throw in the MSM, get 1 bottle of that a month, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. That's going to help you rebuild your skull. You probably have osteoporosis of the skull, and that's why you have a little balance issue. Osteoporosis of the skull causes that. You may want to get a hold of that book. It's all in your head. We go into the 25 different diseases people get when they get osteoporosis of the skull. And babies are born with osteoporosis of the skull. It's not an age thing, okay? So it's not unusual for somebody, you know, in your age group to have 54 years of age, have osteoporosis of the skull, and you slowly lose your vision. You have ONA. You don't have cataracts. You don't have glaucoma. There's no pressure in your eye. You don't have macular degeneration. So why am I losing my vision? Well, your skull is squeezing your optic nerve. It's called ONA, optic nerve atrophy. And the skull, as it gets thicker, when you have osteoporosis, it begins to squeeze all the 12 pairs of cranial nerves going through those tunnels. You wind up with Bell's palsy and trigeminal neuralgia and your loss of sense of smell. That's not a COVID thing. It's the osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the olfactory nerve, the first cranial nerve. And so all of this stuff can go away. Keep in touch with us every couple of weeks, Jennifer. You'll be a great testimony. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Great stuff. Thank you, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-4444.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.